a 90-day pause in U.S. foreign aid has begun to bite media houses in South Sudan that depend on donor money. Oliver Aterlual, a journalist working for Mayardit FM in Warrap State, says his station has reduced hours of operation.
We have found ourselves with fewer stories to report, leading to a potential decrease in programming diversity. So we might also need to adjust this coverage to reflect the changing landscape of humanitarian effects and the impact on our local communities. Like now, our people who listen over the radio that we are working on are actually not happy the time that we have produced the hours for programming, because at that time we worked 16 hours. But today, we reduced to 8 hours.
A journalist with iRadio, who is not authorized to speak to the media, says he received a letter from his manager asking him to work as a volunteer or leave. South Sudan in Focus contacted Stephen Omiri Obor, the chief executive officer of the iRadio, and Chris Marol, the chief executive officer of the radio community, but both declined to comment despite receiving funds from USAID. The radio community, a local non-profit founded in 2015, runs a network of community-based radio stations in South Sudan. Most of its 5 stations are partially funded by the U.S. Agency for International Development through its media program called IREX. iRadio, an offshoot of the Sudan Radio Service, was established in 2003 in Nairobi and moved to Juba in June 2010. A journalist who works at the radio community, who spoke on condition of anonymity, says he does not know the future of his radio station.
We received an email that we wouldn't be having any contracts because the USAID activities are all stopped, and that means no employment. And it left us with only the option that if you want to continue, you will only have to agree that you will volunteer. You have to sign the volunteer contracts for the next 90 days. And some of us, the family, depend on us. And even for the situation where we are living in Juba, it is really shocking news.
At Mayardit FM says the suspension of contracts has piled work on his desk after his colleagues refused to work as volunteers.
The rest have gone. They have gone because they don't want to work voluntarily. But we, the few who have actually tried our best to contribute ourselves to work voluntarily, we remain as three. By that time, we are very many in the station.
Irene Aya is the chairperson for Association for Media Development in South Sudan, or AMDIS. She says after U.S. funding was frozen, the group has been looking for new supporters.
When we received the suspension, most of our activities, especially the training, have been affected, and also the operation, because we also get operation support from USAID. So we have been looking at also other donor or well-wishers who would love to support our activities. We have tried to run around and meet different non-USAID partners, and we are yet to hear from them whether they are going to support us or not support us.
The U.S. government has frozen most foreign aid for 90 days, while all programs are assessed to make sure they serve national interests. In addition, President Trump has said he will close U.S. aid. The aid freeze has been modified to allow waivers for life-saving humanitarian assistance, including core life-saving medicine. But many countries are working to assess the implications of what may amount to an end of U.S. foreign aid for other programs. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyo reporting from Juba.